Yuramid Beis, the bottom. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, B'tishrei Noldu Avos, B'tishrei Mesu Avos, B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak, B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkida Sara Rochel V'Chana, B'Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosei Mibesu Asurim. This is Rashi still here? No Rashi? Yeah. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Mikra Yalef La'Kaman. We're going to learn later on all these things from Psukim. But in any case, Rabbi Lezer holds the world was created in Tishrei. And in Tishrei, the Avos meaning Avram and Yaakov, were born, because Yitzchak, it says, was born on Pesach. And on Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were remembered that they should get pregnant. Lav Dafka, they got pregnant on Rosh Hashanah. But they were remembered on Rosh Hashanah to get pregnant. And Yosef was Yotzim and Vesu Asurim by Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Botla Avodah Me'avoseinu, and the Iyun Yaakov says a connection. So some say that Shibud Mitzrayim was a onish for Mechiras Yosef. Since Yosef went out of prison on Rosh Hashanah, so the Avoda stopped in Mitzrayim also on Rosh Hashanah. B'Nisan Nigalu, Nisan was the Geula, B'Tishrei Asidim Ligoel. But the future Geula is going to be in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created in Nisan. B'Nisan Noldu Avos, and the Avos were born in Nisan. Avram and Yaakov. B'Nisan Mesu Avos. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. And Yitzchak Avinu was born on Pesach. He agrees with Rebbe Lezer in that. B'Rosh Hashanah Nifked Asara Rachel V'Chana. He agrees with that also. B'Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef Mibesu Asurim. B'Rosh Hashanah Botla Avodah Me'avoseinu B'Mitzrayim. B'Nisan Nigalu. B'Nisan Asidim Ligoyel. Rashi Noldu Avos. Ravron V'Yaakov. Nifked Asara, Ba Zichronam Letova, V'Nigzer Aleihem Heroyim. And Rosh Hashanah was Nigzer that they should become pregnant. But La'Avodah Me'Avoseinu, Shisha Chadoshim Lefnei Ge'ulosam Pasek Hashibud. 6 months before they actually went out, they Avodah stopped. And some say that's what we say in the Haggadah, Avodim Hayinu Lefarav Mitzrayim, that was before the Rosh Hashanah, before Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Ilu Lohotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avoseinu Mishubadim Hayinu. Wouldn't be Avodim because we went out from the Avdus already on Rosh Hashanah. But Mishubadim, we still would have been there had he not taken us out. Okay. Few things here. First of all, we mentioned before when we had this Machlokas, the Tosa says that Elu Ve'elu Divra Lakim Chaim. The world was created in Tishrei b'Machshava and in Nisan b'Maisa. The way I understand that is, not that the world was created twice, once mentally and once physically, but what Rashi says in the beginning of the Torah, B'tchilo olo b'Machshava lihiboros b'midas hadin, and then the Rabbanu says, M'shatif rachamim. And the way the Shaloh HaKadosh understands that is, that not that the world, the Rabbanu says, changed his mind, and originally he meant this way, and then he changed his mind to do this way, but he created the world in two dimensions. For those people who can take it, they get only din, because that's what's better in this world. You get what you deserve, you don't get any help, and anyway you earn your own halaba completely. And for those people who can't survive like that, they have rachamim. So the world exists on two dimensions. So the Rabbanu Shem created a dimension of din and a dimension of din with rachamim. And those two dimensions, when time was created, became centered around two times of the year. There's the Bria of Nisan, which is Rachamim, and the Bria of Tishrei, which is Din. So B'machshava, all of B'machshava, Lihi Boros Amidas Hadin, that's the Olam of Machshava, that's Tishrei. And the Olam of Maisa, the Rabbanu Shalom added Rachamim, that's the time zone called Nisan, which is Rachamim. Also, the Turiyevan says, B'Nisan Nigalu, or B'Nisan Asidim Ligoyel, or B'Tishrei Asidim Ligoyel. So that means Mashiach can only come in Nisan or Tishrei. So the Gemara says in Tainis that a person made a nether not to drink wine when Mashiach's going to come. He's not allowed to drink wine the whole year. Why not just Tishrei and Nisan? So he says, very poshut. This that it says, B'Nisan Asidim Ligoyel, or B'Tishrei, that's the Be'ita. If Mashiach comes in its set time. The set time is either Tishrei or Nisan, but it can come any day. So therefore, in the Ita is either Tishrei or Nisan, but the Achishema is what's it called any day. Okay. Tanya, Reb Lezer Omer, Minayin Shebetishrei Nivra Ha'olam. How do you know the world was created in Tishrei? Shenamar, Vayomer Elohim, Tadshei Ha'aretz, Desha, Esib, Mazriya, Zera, Eitz, Pri, Ezeu Chodesh Ha'aretz, Motziya, Deshoyim. What month is it that the earth is bringing out various grasses, the Elan Mole Peros, and the trees are already full of fruit? Ha'vayomer is a Tishrei. That's Tishrei. And another proof is that that was the time when the rain started. So the things that are described by Brias HaOlam when the Rebbe Hashem created the world was the season of Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Menayin Shebenisa Nivra HaOlam, Shenemar Vatotzei Haaretz Desha, Esev Mazriya Zera, Ve'etz Oseh Pri, Ezeu Chodesh Haaretz Meleya Deshayim. What month is the world full of grasses, the Elan Motzi Peiros, and the trees are just bringing out their fruit? Heavy Omer is a Nisan. That describes Nisan. V'osu aperigz man behema v'chaye v'ov. Another thing that marks that season is it's a time when animals mate. Shemizdavgim zeitzol zeh. Shenemar lov shukari matzon, like we had before. And that's what happened over by my separations also. The Rav Hashem brought out animals that were, what's it called, leminehem. Rashi said to them, pru urvu. Rashi, tad she haaretz is kasev et islabish b'deshoyim. The world, the earth, should be clothed with grasses. Eitz pri shenigmer pirio. From the Pasuk's Mashal, that the trees were full of fruit that already was finished. And that describes Tishrei. But also a perigzman revia havei kolomer v'ray ledover shebetishrei nivra olam shari l'gsham ha'itzrichim the Tishrei's man reviahu. Tishrei's when the rain start. V'tot seharitz v'los k'si v'tad seharitz v'eitz oseh pri v'lo eitz pri gomer. The other psukim in Maisa Bereishis or Mashma that the trees were bringing out fruit. And that was in Nisan. V'also a perigzman hu lebehema v'chay l'zakek zelazeh. Love shukarim bisman shisrou shibolim benisan, like we had before. Alma nisan's man zivu behemahu. That's a time when the animals mate. So the ma'aseh, we have two sets of psukim. One that seems to say that Briyas HaOlam was in Nisan. One that seems to say in Tishrei. So now the Gemara says the idach nami choksiv eitz osepri. Right, ma'aseh. Why does Rabbi Lezer say that Tishrei was when the world was created? Lemaisa does say Eitz Oseh Pri, not only just Eitz Pri. So it's mashma that it's a time when the fruits were coming out, which is Nisan, not Tishrei. Where it says Lahula Bracha LeDoros UDosiv. That wasn't describing what was then; it was giving a bracha for future generations that the tree should make fruit. The Idach Nomi Hoksiv Eitz Pri. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it says Eitz Pri. It's mashma that the trees were full of fruit by Brias HaOlam. Hahu could Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi enochanami. By Brias HaOlam, the trees were full of fruit, but not because it was what's it called Tishrei, but because when the world was created, the trees already were created with fruit on them. Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi called Maisa Bereishis lekomosam nivru ledaita nivru letzivyonam nivru. All Maisa Bereishis were created fully mature. They were as big as they were going to be when they're mature. They had their full das. Rashi learns a little bit differently, but the easiest way of learning, they had their complete maturity in das, in physical stature, l'tzivyonim nivru, and they all had their own unique stamp on them. Shenemar v'yichulu ha'shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzvom al tikrei tzvom ela tzivyonim. Each one had its specific Tzivyon is specific mold, and therefore it was finished. It was finished physically, mentally, and you could see exactly what it was. It was created mature, just like Adam HaRishon was created as a mature 20-year-old. So Enochinami, it was a time that under normal circumstances, the fruit would have been coming out. But it was completed because, and by my separations, everything was created, completed. Rashi. Bracha ledoros, osa pri ledoros. Umiyo hashta, eitz pri haven. Right? The bracha was that it should make fruit for the future. But at this point, it was full of fruit. Bekomosam nivra v'hainu eitz pri, roi hoyalitom pri miyad. And when the Rosh Hashanah created it, it was created mature. So even though it was Nisan, when fruit was coming out, it was created with the fruit on it already. L'daitom, Rashi learns, sho'olam, im chafetzim lihiboros v'amuhayn. The Rabbanu Shalom asked them if they wanted to be created, and they said yes. And it's talking about the malachim that are the spiritual counterparts of every physical thing were consulted. Did they want to be created, meaning did they want to have a physical counterpart in this world? V'tzivyonam, v'tam echod ve'echod, u'v'tfus kol echod. V'tam kol echod ve'echod, u'v'tfus kol echod. Each one with its own mold. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Menayin Sheba Tishrei Noldu Avos. How do you know the Avos were born in Tishrei? Shenemar Vayikol Ol HaMelech Shlomo Kol Ish Yisrael BeYerach HaEsonim BeChag. Yerach SheNoldu Bo Esoni Olam. What's Yerach HaEsonim? Why is Tishrei called Yerach HaEsonim? Because the Eson means strong. The Esoni Olam, the strong ones of the world, were born in that month. My mashma, the high Eson, listen to Takifi. How do you know Eson means strong? Kedirsiv, Eson Moshevecha. Right? Your dwelling place is strong, hard. Va'omer, Shimu Horim Esriv Hashem, the Eisonim most they are it. It relates the Horim, which is a euphemism for the Avos, to the Eisonim. Va'omer, Kol Dodi Nezebo, Medaleg Al Horim, Mekapitz Al Hakvos, Medaleg Al Horim, Bishus Avos. Again, Horim refers to the Avos, so Medaleg Al, the Rabban Shalom, skipped a lot of the years of the Shibud in the Schus of the Avos and took us out of Mitzrayim early. Mekapetz al ha-gvos b'schus imos. The imos are compared to gvos, to hills. Rashi. Va'omer shimu harim esriv Hashem v'ho esonim, alma heim esonim heim harim. Esonim and harim are synonymous. The ashkechon de nikru avos harim. And we find that the Avos are referred to as Horim, as mountains. Shenemra medalig al hehorim, v'dileg es ha-kates v'shvil hehorim. The Rabbanu Shalom hurried up the kates of Mitzrayim in the schus of the Avos. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, menayin sheben Nisan noldu Avos. How do you know the Avos were born in Nisan? Shenemar v'ayhi v'shmonim shonah v'arba me'oshonah l'seis b'nei yisom eretz Mitzrayim, v'shonah haravish b'chodesh ziv. Right, it's talking about what's it called, the month of Ziv, which is really Iyar. We had it before. But what Rashi says, what it means is that by the time Iyar came, the Avos were already born. So they were born in Nisan. Or it means that they were born in the Tkufa of Nisan, sometimes goes into Chodesh Iyar, but the light of the year is really Nisan, but the Kufa of Nisan extends into the month of Iyar sometimes. What? The lights of the world. Ziva's light. Okay. Bechodesh Ziv, Iyarhu. Ziv is Iyar. Shenoldu bo Zivos ne'olam, kishenishchadish Iyar, by the time Iyar came, noldu kvar b'Nisan. They already were born in Nisan. Inami zimnin the Nisan the Tkufa nimshach betoch Iyar shalavana. Sometimes the season of Nisan extends into the month of Iyar. Okay. Versus the idach nami k'shaksi b'yerach haysanim. Right. The Meister of Yeshua who says that the Avos were born in Nisan, right, because of zivos ne'olam ziv. What is he going to do with the pasuk of yerach haysanim? Hasam de takifah b'mitzvah. It's not referring to the strength of the Avos. It's talking that the month is a strong month because it's filled with mitzvahs. Rashi, the Tokif, nobody here yet. We skipped something? No. The Idach, Nami, Hoksi, Bachodesh Ziv, Ahudis, Be Ziva, Le'ilani. It says Ziv, by what's it called, by Nisan. So, and they are the lights of the world. No, it has a different pshat. That's the what's it called, the month that the radiance of the trees is seen. The Omer of Yehuda, Hai man de nofik biyome Nisan, the chazi ilne de malavi, a person goes out in Nisan, and he sees trees blossoming. Omer boro shalo chisar me'olom oklum, uboro bo brios tovos, vilonos tovos, lehisnos bohen b'nei adam. Makes this bracha, right, that And the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, with Shem and Malchus, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam did not leave anything out of the world, and he created brios tovos and ilanos tovos, like nice trees and nice brios. And Ben Yishchai says that brios tovos is a hint to the fact that sometimes the neshamos of tzaddikim are nizgalgil in the leaves of trees. So they're ilanos tovos, they're nice trees, and brios tovos, that refers to the neshamos. When you make this bracha, you are mesakin those neshamos. Lishnos b'hen b'nei adam, that people should have benefit. Rashi, lishnos lehonos, right? The people should benefit from it. And the takif the mitzvos, the shofar, yom kippur, sukkah, lulav, arov, and nisuch hamayim. All those mitzvahs are in Tishrei. That's why Tishrei is called Yerach HaEsonim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, not because the avos were born then, but because it's full of mitzvahs. Man di omer, so one second, so first of all, this halacha, that you make this bracha, we had already in brachas, but there's a few shy. One says, mashma, that it's only during Nisan you make this bracha. Others hold no, that whenever, even let's say in South America, when where the seasons are the opposite, so trees are malavle, not in Nisan. So would you make the bracha if the blossoming is in a different month than Nisan? Some poskim hold that doesn't depend on the month, it's just that that's usually when it is, Nisan. But if it would be that there are trees blossoming in different months, you make it whenever you see the tree blossom, once a year. Others say no, it's dafka during Nisan. Special halacha for Nisan, but it's not only the month of Nisan, it's till the end of the tekufa of Nisan. You only make this bracha on, it says, ilone de malavle. So lechatchil, there has to be two trees. That's a miut of ilanos, two trees. It has to be trees that you could get benefit from, lechatchila, not orla. Right? Others say no, since people get benefit, goyim can get benefit from it, so you make a bracha even on orla trees. It has to be that the fruit hasn't yet come out, just blossoming. But if the fruit already came out, some hold you don't make the bracha anymore. Others hold you make the bracha even if the fruit's out. And from the time of blossoming and on. Some say that if you saw it and you didn't make the bracha, then you can't make the bracha anymore. And some say that if you saw it and you made the, what's it called, you didn't make the bracha, you can make the bracha as long as it's still blossoming and as long as, what's it called, according to that opinion, the fruit didn't yet completed. Some say that it says, l'chatchila hayotzi, hayman denofek. You go out. The chatchila should make the bracha outside the city, not inside the city that you are, only when you go out of the city. Okay. Man di omra b'nisan noldu, b'nisan nesu. The one who says that the avos were born in Nisan, hold that they died in Nisan too. Man di omra b'tishrei noldu, b'tishrei nesu. The ones who hold the avos were born in Tishrei, they died in Tishrei. Shenemar, v'yomer aleihem b'nei v'yeshem shon anochi ayom. Shein Talmud Lomar Hayom. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to emphasize that he was 120 years that day? Uma Talmud Lomar Hayom. Hayom Molu Yom Ayushinosai. Today is my birthday, and I am a full 120 years old. And even though we said before that the birthdays in the time of the Torah were Lefi the year, not Lefi the person's birth, that was till Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, it went by the person's birth, not by the calendar year. Yoshev means the Rabban Shalom's misakev. He holds back the misa of tzaddikim, even if they deserve to die earlier, he holds back their misa till their birthday. And the Chazon Ish says not by everybody, obviously. Right, plenty of tzaddikim who don't die on their birthday. But this is it happens. That's the pshat.
What's the mile of that?
The mile is they have a full life. It shows shleimus. Right, that they completed their lives, complete. Shakarish Yoshev u'mamalish nosem shal tzadikim miyom liyom mechodesh lechodesh ne'emar es mispar yomecho amalei. I'll fill the days of your life. Meaning it shows that they had a life of shleimus. But Rashi, no Rashi. But Pesach nolad Yitzchak min olin. How do we know that Yitzchak Avinu was born on Pesach? Kedirsi lamoed oshuv eilecha. I'll come back to you. The Malach said lamoed, the next moed. Emas koi. When was this? When were they talking? When did this happen? Tomorrow we'll go a little more. There's a long Tosfos here and a Haggad, different shitas. But today we'll just learn it inside, and tomorrow we'll explain a little more. When did this happen? Elaim b'Pesach, dekamar le'batzeres. Right. Basically, the way the Gemara is learning is that the Malach came on a Yontif and said, at the next Yontif, Yitzchak will be born. So when was that? If it was Pesach and the next Yontif was Shavuos, the Chamishim Yomim Mika Yolda, she didn't give birth in 50 days. Ela dekoy batzeres v'komer le'betishrei. The Malachim came on Shavuos and told her that she would give birth in Tishrei. Akati b'chamisha yarchi Mika Yolda. It's 5 months, she's not going to give birth. So it can't be that. Ela dekoy b'chag must be that the Malachim came on Sukkos, v'komer lo b'nisan, and they told her that in Nisan she's going to give birth. Akati b'shisa yarchi kimi yolda. It's only 6 months. Tana also shana muberes aisa. No, it was a leap year. And therefore there were 7 months. She gave birth on Pesach. Sof kimidli mar yome tuma batzilahu. Sarah was a nida when the malachim came. So if you take away the 7 days of nida, there's not 7 full months. Amar marzutra filam and yomer yoledes letisha. Any yoledes lemikutayin. Yoledes l'shiva, yoledes l'mikutayim. Even the Man Yomer says, if you give birth to a full-term child in 9 months, you don't give birth less than 9 months, but seven-month child could be less than 7 months too, right, into the seventh month. Shenemar v'yehi l'tkufos hayomim. Miu tkufos shnai. The minimum tkufos is two. U'miu yomim shnai. And the minimum of days is two. So that means two tkufos and 2 days. A tkufa is 91 and a quarter days. A two tkufos is 182, 183 days, plus 2 days, 185 days, which comes out to be less than 7 full months. Rashi. L'moed oshuvei lecho, l'yontif haba rishon, l'sara ben. The next yontif that's coming, Sarah will have a child. L'chomash ha'tayoch l'harchik yom ha'besura miyom ha'leida harchikeh. The more you can make them farther apart, the better it is. Because she didn't give birth, what's it called, in 50 days or in 5 months. In order that her full pregnancy should be between these two yamin tovin. It has to be from one yantif to another. So there's only a few possibilities. Otherwise you're not makayim. This moed, the next moed, like this. Ki midle mar yemei tuma, tumas nida. The kaimelon sorry yemeinu oso hayom pirsa nida. The day the malachim came, she became a nida. Lefiche vayika chema v'chola v'ben abokar avalo ha'ugo shaloshay betuma. She didn't bring the bread and the cake because it was tamei, and they were knowing to only eat things b'tahara. So afil man diom reseches nida. Eini oleles lemikutayim. A woman gives birth for 9 months, is full 9 months, 30-day months. But when she gives birth to 7 months, it's not full 7 months. It could be, a fraction also. How do you know that Sarah, Rachel, and Hannah were remembered on Rosh Hashanah? Everybody's remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Whoever's going to get pregnant during the year is nigzer on Rosh Hashanah. So they say that's Beinanim, the Gzeira is finished on Yom Kippur. Every child who's going to come into the world is only a Beinani. So the Gzeira for most women, when they're going to, if they're going to give birth that year, is on Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah. But Sarah, Rachel, Chana, were Nifkar on Rosh Hashanah, not on Yom Kippur. That's the Chiddush. Amar Rav Elazar, Asha Pekida, Pekida, Asha Zechira, Zechira. How do we know that they were Nifkar on Rosh Hashanah? We learn Pekida from Pekida and Zechira from Zechira. Ksiba Rachel, Vayizkor Elokim es Rachel. It says by Rachel, Zechira. Uksiba Chana, Vayizkireo Hashem. Same thing by Chana, it says Vayizkor. Vayizkor Zechira, Zechira Mirash Hashanah. Tersiv Shabboson, Zichron Trua. The word Zichron is used by Rosh Hashanah. So that Zechira was, says by Chana and by Rachel was on Rosh Hashanah. And then Pekida, Pekida, Ksiba Chana, Kipokad Hashem es Chana. By Chana, not only does it says Zechira, it says also Pekida. Uksiba Sora, Vashem Pokad Esora. So we learn Sarah from Chana, and Chana and Rachel, Zechira, Zechira from Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah, Yotze Yosef mi Beis HaAsurim in Olam, Deceive Tiku Bachod the Shofar, Bakesa Liom Chageinu, Kichok Li Yisraelu. Edus, and in that same capital it says, Edus be Hosef Samo, B'tseisa Al-Eretz Mitzrayim. So when was that? When Tiku B'chol the Shofar, which we said alludes to Rosh Hashanah, that's when Yosef went out, B'tseisa Al-Eretz Mitzrayim, when he went out of prison. Okay. Yeah, Rashi. Edus be Hosef Samo, Basrei Dahu Krok Siv Di Kichok Li Yisrael, which is talking about Rosh Hashanah.